China gifts starving Venezuelans a symbolic cube. By BenQ on November 8, 2019. A Chinese delegation delivered a symbolic cube on Thursday as a gift to the people of Venezuela, many of whom are starving as a result of the country's ongoing economic and humanitarian crisis. Socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro and the Chinese delegation unveiled the cube at the Venezuelan International Book Fair, FILVEN. According to state media, the cube shows different aspects of Chinese culture, of different sizes and ancient types, all of which represent the identity of the Asian giant. The FILVEN was set up by the Chavez regime in 2005 as one of many state-led initiatives and has since become an annual event aimed at promoting literary works and encounters between authors and their readers. This year's is taking place at the Yellow House of Caracas, a 19th-century neoclassical building in the center of the city. An estimated 2,000 different books will be showcased, with around 8,000 copies on sale from 5 different publishers. Organizers are also offering workshops and activities for attendees of the 10-day fair. The head of the Chinese delegation thanked Maduro for having been invited as the guest country to the festival, which he described as a total success. He also emphasized the cultural exchange as an excellent opportunity to improve bilateral ties, including for China's Belt and Road Initiative, a global project to grant Beijing control of the world's most important infrastructure. The Belt and Road is not only commercial vision, but it is also cultural, Zhao explained. This occasion is a starting point to advance in firm steps towards a path of a better future every day. Maduro used the opportunity to thank China for its support of his socialist regime, as Beijing provides vital economic, military, and humanitarian assistance that has helped him retain power. It is wonderful for us to welcome China with all its spiritual and cultural strength, and particularly to be able to welcome them Caracas, in these historical places, Maduro said. In this house, the first constitution written in Latin America was signed in 1811, he explained. Then it was the presidential house until 1904, and since that year it was the headquarters of the chancery. It is a historic site and we are delighted to welcome you. The 56-year-old despot also thanked the delegation for various personal gifts they presented to him, including a book written by Chinese leader Xi Jinping on his political philosophy and another about the history of communist China since its inception 70 years ago. Follow BenQ on Facebook, on Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.